AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The National Security Council is denying China's claim that the U.S. has operated surveillance balloons over its airspace. This after more shootdowns reported over the weekend.
On orders from President Biden, a fighter jet shot down an unknown object over Lake Huron. General Glenn Van Herk is head of NORAD and U.S. Northern Command.
If it is a threat, I'll shoot it down.
This follows the shooting down of a big balloon from China off the South Carolina coast. Objects were also shot down over Canada and Alaska. Why all this activity? Melissa Dalton is Assistant Defense Secretary for Homeland Defense.
We have been more closely scrutinizing our airspace at these altitudes, enhancing our radar, which may at least partly explain the increase in the objects detected.
China now says more than 10 U.S. high-altitude balloons have flown in its airspace during the past year without its permission. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A full week after devastating earthquakes, rescuers in Turkey's southern Hatay province carefully pulled a 13-year-old boy alive from the rubble. The death toll has surpassed 35,000. Meanwhile, thousands left homeless have been lining up for warm clothes and hot meals. This woman in Gulbazi, Turkey, says she's getting what her family needs and is grateful. In New York, a man driving a U-Haul struck several pedestrians in Brooklyn this morning. Police eventually pinned the vehicle against a building. The suspect now in custody. At least four people hurt at two locations. The incident took place as the start of the death penalty phase gets underway in the trial of an Islamic extremist who mowed down eight people on a New York City bike path with a rented truck in 2017. And a judge in Georgia has ordered the release of parts of a report produced by a special grand jury that investigated efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state. This is AP News. Super Bowl 57 was a competitive affair, the Chiefs building momentum over the second half to overcome a stalwart Eagles squad. George Tanner was at the game.
Harrison Butker kicked a 27-yard field goal with 8 seconds left to give the Chiefs a 38-35 come-from-behind win over the Eagles. Patrick Mahomes threw three touchdown passes, two in the fourth quarter. KC bounced back from a 10-point halftime deficit to win their second Super Bowl in 4 years. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, who tied a record with three rushing touchdowns, was disappointed.
Credit them for the game that they played and a very competitive football game and a competitive football team and Coach Reed. We'll sit back and we'll reflect on it and we'll learn from it.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes won his second Super Bowl MVP award. George Tanner, Glendale.
And yes, if you haven't heard, halftime performer Rihanna is pregnant. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.